Good Arizona morning to you all. Man, I had a beautiful lightning show on the drive-in coming in from Whitman on 60. The whole White Tank Mountains would just light up. I was in the kitchen before I left. What was that flash? Who turned on a light? Man, the lightning this morning was beautiful. I haven't even seen or looked up the weather, but it's clouded skies all over. Hopefully we're in for a nice shower this morning. And a little lightning in the background. Is that inside or outside? Nice. We have a wonderful program for y'all this morning, and it starts off here in the 7 o'clock hour, our Arizona Interesting People, Places, and Things. And we're going to cover all three of those today. And we're going to do it with Sue Black, Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, you got to love Mother Nature, don't you?
What would we do without it?
Yeah, yeah. Lightning's the biggest thrill of all. I'm just an Okie from Muskogee, right?
And you are, you've been the executive director now for?
2.5 going on 3 years.
And the state parks are hitting their 60th anniversary
this
year?
Yeah, it's a real celebration. We're right in the middle of it. It started in 1957, so obviously 2017, and started by Ernest McFarland. So happy to be able to lead the team, and it's a real honor to work for the governor and actually the people of the state of Arizona and all of our national and international visitors.
And the Arizona State Parks and Recreation Association, which includes all state and municipal parks?
Yeah, city, county, state, all of us, we get together annually every year at a state conference. And then there's also, like everybody has, you have your state and national associations. But we just were hosted, and they put on one heck of a conference at the Sheridan. And I'll tell you, for all of us to get together and what all of us as an industry do for recreation and parks across the state, it was a sense of pride for all of us, and it was good for all of us to be together and kind of hit the ground running and get our batteries recharged as a team, no matter what jurisdiction you are. It was a good show.
And your jurisdiction, the Arizona State Parks and Trails, mm-hmm. walked away with 4 awards from that event too.
Yeah. I was really proud of the team and what they had done. Charles Etherly, he's been with the agency for almost, I think it was like 50 years. He got the Emeritus Award, and he's done so much, and he's such a humble man. To see him get a standing ovation from his peers across the state was it was a wonderful thing to see. His family was there. It was something really well deserved as he's going into his retirement. I don't want him to retire, so he's got to stay. And then another award that we won was for the Hot Shots, for the Granite Mountain Hot Shots, Arizona's first Memorial State Park. And while everybody else was celebrating their awards, this was not one to celebrate. We said it was a project that we wish we never had to work on, you know. And I said it's Arizona State Park's first Memorial State Park, and I hope it's its last. So, yeah, we really had a presence, if you will, where maybe the state parks previously hadn't had that. So I think my whole team felt really energized about what we're doing, really for the citizens of Arizona.
And we'll talk about that park, the Hotshot Granite Mountain State Park, in a minute. But mm-hmm. So that's 2 awards. You got 2 more out there. They said I was really going to have to pull one of them out of you.
Yeah. No, let's just keep moving. That's fine. We can talk about that later.
You received the Director's Award?
Yeah, it's a public official. Yeah, so that was a
congratulations.
I appreciate that. I just prefer team awards. You know, you go into an agency like this, and obviously not one person does anything by themselves. Granted, I'm the leader, but without everybody working together and all going for that common goal, none of it would happen. So the award that we're really looking forward to is to winning the gold medal. When the governor gave me the opportunity to lead this agency, I said I didn't want to just come in and maintain it. I really wanted to transform it and make it the leader in the country. And if you know anything about Governor Ducey, he wants every agency to be the best and to have the country look at us for best practices. So we're here. We made it to the Final Four. And
we're this is of all 52 states.
Yeah. Well, 50. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
52 cards, 50 states. Yeah, I gotcha. But yeah.
Not, I guess the point, not just the continental 48. This includes Hawaii, Alaska.
Yeah, we got the whole deal. So we're up against, like I said, Wyoming, Washington, and Tennessee. And you're in
three
front of
very green states.
Yeah. And they've got beautiful landscapes or whatever. But it's really not about who's got the biggest state park system or the shiniest, if you will. It's about the best managed and what you've done in the last couple of years, because it's really based on, you can apply every 2 years for the state park system. So literally, we'll be in front of thousands of people, and it's our own little Academy Awards, and they'll say, and the winner is. So my team will be on pins and needles. But I think it was a great goal for us, you know, because if you don't have a goal, where are we going? Just like I said, just to maintain it. So it was a kind of a rigorous competition. And when you look at all of the different aspects of what you have to put together, just like going for accreditation or something. But yeah, we're really proud of the accomplishments to date. And hopefully we will bring the gold back to the state, and we can all be proud.
And that will happen in New Orleans in September?
September 26th. It'll be a little bit after, sometime between 10 and 10:30 their time. So it'll be between 8 and 8:30, but who's counting? So literally, hopefully we'll have everything set and ready to go, that we can make that announcement immediately that if we win that. And again, it'll be a sense of pride for everybody of Arizona.
And you can go to Arizona State Parks, azstateparks.com. And the second slider that comes through is a header talking about the gold medal. And you can click there, and y'all have put together a 5-minute video.
Yeah, that was part of the competition. Mm-hmm.
It's well worth the watch. So,
did you watch it?
I did.
Yeah, isn't it something?
It is.
Yeah, it's got some good energy. So each state had to do that. And so if you want to watch Tennessee's, Wyoming, and Washington, you just get on their website so you can be your own. There was more to just the video. Obviously, there was the written application and the rest of it. But, yeah, we're really proud of it. And even just the scenery in it is pretty cool.
That is by far my favorite, especially this opening shot.
Isn't that something?
The Superstition Mountains. You've got this, you know, saguaro cactus right mm-hmm. there. All the elements for a Sonoran desert. Vegetation-wise, are right there with, I can't tell, is that a meteor shower? Is that a time-lapse shot with stars?
It's a time-lapse shot, and Princely is our photographer, and I was the chief of operations here back in the 90s and then went to run some other park systems, so when the governor asked me to come back, it wasn't new to me, you know, because I had known the properties very well. And Princely was the photographer at the time. And so when I came back, I'm like, hey, Princely, what are you doing? So he's updating everything. And in fact, at the at the conference, we won the some of the photography. And that was one of them that won. Isn't that just a gorgeous picture?
It is. And you've got mm-hmm. the hieroglyphics from Lyman Lake. You've got wildlife in there. I mean, it's, if you don't know Arizona,
just watch this.
Spend 5 minutes and you can't watch that and not think, okay, where am I going this weekend?
Well, it's the truth. And I think that's where, if people, we've got an app or however you want to get the information, it's out there for you. And we've got social media people on our team and our marketing team that are really doing some cool stuff. So like you said, if you don't know Arizona, there are some places out there that you should get to know, because it's right in your backyard, and you own it. These are our public spaces, you know, so why not go check them out?
Probably a loaded question.
Mm-hmm.
How many state parks?
35.
35, and you've obviously, as the director, you've been to them all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite mountain range?
Everybody always asks me what's my favorite park, and I always say whichever one I'm in, you know, because that's the truth. And I would say when you're looking for, you know, obviously that shot of the superstitions there and what have you, but it's really what you're looking for in your activity. So if you like to kayak, you can find your favorite places to kayak. If you like the historic properties, you can go travel the historic properties. So you know, there's just so much out there. The whetstones, there's everything. And no matter where I'm at, there's a new takeaway of what happens to you. And now adding, you know, hotshot state parks to it, it really, that's a whole different experience, like you said, that we'll get to later. But
for photography, I think it's hard to beat the superstitions and the Catalinas.
Mm-hmm.
Something about those mountains and the rock edges, and on a sunrise or when a storm's coming over, it's just...
Yeah, Catalina State Park. That one, I don't know if... I mean, I know a lot of people in Tucson know about it, but because that's becoming... You know, our parks used to be really rural, if you will, but now that Arizona's growing, they're becoming more like urban parks, and I would say that about Catalina State Park, but what a gem that is. And like you said, just the views, you know, and Arizona is so much about shadows and the beauty of what time of day you're taking in all those vistas, and yeah, it's amazing.
It's fun to get deep into one of them and just sit there and imagine what it was like 100 years ago.
Right.
200 years ago.
Yeah.
I think they've got evidence of that Santa Cruz River in Tucson that they've been able to date back close to 6,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a farming community on the river. What was it like farming there 6,000 years
ago?
Yeah,
how did they do it, right? But at the same time, some of the remote areas that you can get to, even if you look at some of the things that Roger Naylor does to tell us about it, you still go out there, and some of the places obviously are timeless.
That's the perfect word for it, timeless. And Cochise is probably one of my favorite to just sit there in the... It's a mountain range like you can't find anywhere else. It's so unique, and it's kind of its little standalone, and you've got the Dragoon Stronghold, and just what was it like being the remaining tribe just surviving, hiding in those hills for the time they did? It's quite an accomplishment.
Well, and we're just so rich in history, and I think that that's a sense of pride. So to really put Arizona on the map within the park and rec industry and things that we've been doing with the gold medal and marketing it, I'm really proud of the fact that a lot of people in the country are talking about what Arizona's doing right now. It's a really sense of pride, and that'll bring visitors in to come and say, oh, my gosh, we don't have that in Tennessee. The directors in the other states are my friends, so I can do that.
You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, joined with Executive Director Sue Black of the Arizona State Park and Trails. If you have a question, you can text in at 411-923 or call 1-888-767-4348 if there's something you want to know about your Arizona State Parks.